We're going to move overseas next. Only a tiny peacekeeping force has arrived so far in Liberia, but its mere presence appeared to be enough to stop the fighting there. In one of the strongest signs yet that the ceasefire was holding, rebel and government soldiers embraced at a bridge they'd been fighting over for the last 2 weeks. NPR's Jason Bobian is in Monrovia. Jason, I know you've just passed through the airport that the peacekeepers secured and moved into the city itself. What have you been seeing?
It's really an amazing transformation that's happened here. 2 weeks ago, this city was just sort of deserted, and people were scurrying from one cement wall to another when they were out in the streets. And last night, coming in, there were all kinds of people congregating out in the streets, sitting outside of video cafes. There's not much electricity. It's all coming off of generators, but people sitting out watching a single television, which would have been unheard of over the last couple of weeks. And this morning, people are out. They're just strolling down the streets here, not scurrying. People are in no hurry, but lots of people are out on the streets. Just next door, there's some children that were brushing their teeth out in a yard where a boy was killed by a mortar 2 weeks ago. Things have really changed, and the whole pace of life is now much calmer, and people are enjoying this sense that peace is coming here.
We had been hearing about a desperate shortage of food and water. Have people been able to get food now?
Well, there still is a desperate shortage of food and water. Trucks haven't been moving into the area, for quite some time, even before the most recent fighting. The ports were shut down because of the fighting, and Monrovia itself was essentially under siege, so there's been no food or water moving in here. The water supply in Monrovia was knocked out back in 1997, so everything gets trucked in. Those trucks haven't been able to come in. So people are out today looking for food, looking for water. People have jerry cans that they're going out to try to find clean water supplies, and it still is in short supply. The relief agencies haven't been able to get back in and get their water treatment facilities up and running. But at least people are able to go out and look for it, which they weren't able to do in the previous days.
Now you've been reporting that this peacekeeping force of 200 soldiers is only securing the airport there. Is there any concern that the ceasefire could fall apart before the larger peacekeeping forces arrive?
Yes, that definitely is a concern. President Charles Taylor has said that he will step down next Monday. One of his conditions for stepping down has always been that he wouldn't step down until the peacekeepers are in place. These peacekeepers are coming in fairly slowly. They're 200 came in on Monday. They're not expected to be up to their full strength of 3,000 for a couple of weeks, and they're not even expected to start moving into the city until all of them are there and have a base at the airport that they can operate from. Also, the rebels have said that they're not going to pull back from their positions until the peacekeepers are, as they say, in place. And the big question is, what does that mean? I don't think either Charles Taylor or the rebels are going to accept just the peacekeepers being out at the airport as being in place. So there is a concern that this might fall apart before Taylor leaves.
And very briefly, you're hearing about that concern on the street as well. I mean, people aren't sure that this ceasefire will last forever.
No, they're not. But for the moment, they're really enjoying the fact that they can get out and move about. They can search for food. And at least today, there's been no gunfire and no mortars.
NPR's Jason Bobian is in Monrovia, Liberia. Jason, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.